the things that Floyd mentioned in his last speech, he did bring up some scriptures. I appreciate that. And I addressed all of those points, I think, in the question and answer period. Is that one thing he did say, he said, and he'd already really said that, he said the church ought to have freedom, basically. He said, race, no, we're with him on that, freedom. There'd be no racial prejudice or division because of that, or even recognition. We're all one. Then he said freedom, women, so we ought to allow the women to preach. Well, what if you, Floyd, what if he said one more? Let's go one step further. Sexual orientation. Oh, the church ought to stand for freedom, race, gender, women, and sexual orientation, homosexuality. Same reasoning, Floyd. The same reason. Here's the difference. The Bible never said there's a distinction black and white. Okay? In the Old Testament, there was a distinction Jew and Gentile. In the New Testament, it did away with even that. But the Bible makes a distinction between man and woman. Are there any men in here had any babies recently? So there's a different role between man and woman, right? And the Bible definitely makes a distinction between orientation. It's heterosexual is what it approves of, not homosexual. Now, I'm not the one doing this. It's right here in 1 Timothy 2, 11 and 12. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection, but I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. Now, that's what God said. Did he ever say that about blacks and whites? Anything like that? No. So his parallel does not follow. All right, he's the next one. This is what God says, not what Pat says. And then we notice about the elders' problem and the question, which is part of the proposition or whatever you want to call it tonight. The Bible precludes women from taking a leadership position over men, and that's the very thing that elders or pastors do. Therefore, it would preclude a woman from doing that. Is that Pat and his prejudice? No. If it was up to me, I'd allow women elders. God doesn't allow it. As Floyd said, an elder must be the husband of one wife. I've never seen a woman that was the husband of one wife. Then put up number two. Look at this text. It proves my proposition without any doubt. Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for women to speak in the church. Pat, why are you camping on that verse? You keep bringing it up. If that's what we're talking about. It answers the question of tonight's discussion directly. Let your women keep silence in the churches, not permitted unto them to speak. Not anywhere. It teaches the Bible to other places, based on 1 Timothy 2 and other restrictions. It's a shame for women to speak in the church. And that's what the whole issue tonight is. And put up number 8, Heath. Now, back to the question, Floyd. Let's go and answer this question. The Bible says, let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak. I believe you're saying, don't let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is permitted unto them to speak. You're trying to say it is not a shame for women to speak in the church, when the Bible says it is a shame for women to speak in the church. Now, all you got to do is answer this question. Which box would you check? All right. First of all, let's ask the question, what do you think I would check? Do you guys out here now that think I would check it is a shame for women to speak in the church? Or it is not a shame for women to speak in the church? Which one, A or B? Now, why do you think I would check A? Because it's right there in the Bible, right? It's just a quote. That's why I would check it. Now, which one do you think Floyd would check, A or B? Why do you think Floyd would check that? It's not because it's in the Bible, right? So, suppose somebody said in the audience tonight, last Tuesday night, the homosexual debate, suppose the debater got up there and said, and I said, why do you allow homosexuality? And she said, because I've seen the favor of God upon many homosexuals. Would that prove anything? It wouldn't prove a thing, except we want to do it this way. All right, we're allowing our feelings to guide us instead of what God says. Now, either you love God or you don't love God. If you love God, you'll do exactly what He says, regardless of what you want or how you feel. If you don't love God, you'll just do the way you want to do it. I see God's favor for this person is subjective, so we're going to do it this way. That means you don't love God. If you love God, you will keep His commandments. How many times does the Bible have to say that? Now, the most important question here is, which way would God check it? Now, if we love God, we're going to check it the same way that God checks it. Is there anybody in this audience that has any doubt which of these boxes God would check? He would check which one? No doubt about it. He's already checked it. It's right there in the Bible. Why would we want to check anything other than God? Remember, Jesus became the author of eternal salvation and to all them that obey Him. So if we don't obey 1 Corinthians 14:34-35, 1 Timothy 2:11-12, we can't be saved. Thank you very much.